faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another world who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. But before we join Superman, here is an important message.
Fellas and girls, as you know, a new war front has been opened by our fighting forces. Welcome newspaper headlines every day. Shout the thrilling news made by our soldiers, sailors, and Marines. American troops are now in the picture with every ounce of their combined strength. They're in there punching for all they're worth, fighting, slashing straight through to victory. And back here at home, we're cheering them on, giving them moral support. But cheers and congratulations are not enough. We, too, must do our job. We've got to help each and every one of us. We've got to pitch in and do what we can to keep the American war effort rolling ever onward until the war is won and the Nazis and Japs are finally and completely defeated. Our job is to see that war industries keep on turning out more and more guns and tanks and ships and planes and all other vital war materials so that our fighting forces can keep on driving toward Berlin and Tokyo. But that costs a good deal of money. More money than you and I could imagine. And that's where we come in. We've got to see that the government has the money with which to finance this war. Now, how can we do that? Simply by buying all the war-saving stamps and bonds we possibly can. By doing without things we would ordinarily want to buy so that the money we'd spend may be used for war-saving stamps. And don't think that each and every dime isn't important. Remember that 10 cents will buy 5.45 caliber bullets for our fighting men. 5 dimes will buy enough fuel oil to carry one of our destroyers a full mile in chase of Nazi or Jap subs. And just think, if every fella and girl in the United States were to buy a 10-cent war-saving stamp every day, the total amount would soon buy enough bombers and fast fighter planes to blacken the skies over Germany and Japan. So remember this, it's a good slogan. A stamp a day will pave the way to victory.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Superman now finds himself in a situation which seems to have no solution, and yet he must solve it to prevent great damage to the American war effort. Having discovered that Professor Gray's formula for a new and tremendously powerful high explosive was in the hands of Japanese agents, Superman forced one of the Japs to tell him what had been done with it. He learned that the formula was even then on its way to Tokyo via submarine. Worse still, he learned also that quantities of the explosive had been hidden in the Metropolis bomber plant, one of the largest in the country, and also in the great steelworks just outside Metropolis. Both charges were set to go off at 6 o'clock. As our last episode ended, Superman was flying back and forth inside the huge bomber plant, trying to locate the deadly bomb. Suddenly, Superman realized the hour of doom had struck, for he heard a factory whistle blow. What's that? No, it can't be. It isn't. Yeah, 6 o'clock. Can't be too late. I must stop those explosions, not only here, but at the steelworks. But I don't see that bomb anywhere. In the walls, in the floor, in any of the machines, in the ceiling. The lights above me. I wonder. Yes, by heaven, there it is, a small package lying in the bowl of one of those chandeliers. Up, up, and through that chandelier. Now to carry this package into the open air. Must be quick. Through that plate glass window. No explosion yet. There's a clock mechanism inside. I can hear it ticking. No doubt it hasn't reached 6 o'clock yet, but it will any second. Oh! High explosive is powerful. It stung my hand a little. Oh, if only I'm in time. If only I can reach the steelworks before that other bomb goes off. Speed! More speed! Moving with such miraculous speed that he is nothing but a red and blue blur in the night, Superman arrives at the steelworks in several seconds. Hovering over the building, his X-ray eyes pierce the roof, the floor of the factory. Searching, ever searching, until, again in seconds, his eyes spot another package in the cellar of the steelwork. Faster than a rifle bullet, he hurtles downward through the roof, through the floor of the factory, and lands in the cellar beside the package. And not a moment too soon, he throws himself sprawling on the package, covering it with his body, and as he does so, the bomb explodes.
Oh, that was luck.
And now for that submarine off Metropolis.
Up, up, and away!
Feeling through the gathering dust, Superman reaches the ocean and crosses out across the darkening waters. His brain working with furious efficiency, he plots the probable course of the Jap sub from Metropolis to Tokyo, and then down he goes, skimming close to the water, his cape flicking spray from the towering waves, his ears listening for the telltale rumble of submarine motors. And meanwhile, aboard the Jap U-boat itself...
I have brought the general report, Captain.
Excellent. Sit down.
Thank you, Captain.
Begin.
Reckoning our fuel supply by running timer on, we shall have more than sufficient to reach Tokyo safely.
You have taken into consideration the necessity for surfacing and diving again?
Yes, Captain. The engineer's report. Everything working smoothly. Batteries should be recharged as soon as possible.
How far on our course are we now?
104 miles out from Metropolis at the last reading.
And it is now after 6 o'clock. We can surface with safety. You will get the order as soon as you read.
It shall be done, Captain.
One thing I must make clear to you. I have mentioned this before, but it is so important, I will mention it again. Our efficiency on this trip must be doubled, if that is possible. We must be more alert for dangers than ever before, and avoid them if we can. You know full well the value of the high explosive formula we were carrying. We must get that formula to the War Council at Tokyo.
I understand, Captain. Would it perhaps not be a good idea if you told me where the formula is hidden?
I know. That is sufficient.
But if anything should happen to you...
Nothing will.
I do not wish to insist, but... Well, one cannot foretell what may happen. If you, by chance, were to suffer a heart attack or something were to...
You are right. I had not thought of this. Very well. I carry the formula in a small silver case suspended above my neck.
In a small silver case suspended above your neck?
If anything happens to me, take that case, guard it with your life. That is understood?
Perfectly, Captain. With your permission, I will now leave and give the order to surface.
You may go.
Toshi Nakuma!
Toshi Nakuma!
Gauge reading.
120 feet. 100 feet. 75 feet. 50 feet. 25 feet. Surface.
Motor, stop. Open conning tower. Recharge batteries.
Recharge batteries.
I wouldn't bother if I were you. I'm taking you back to Metropolis.
Sakurihata! Sakurihata! Who are you?
Me, Superman. Take me to your captain at once.
Superman? How are you getting here? Where you come from?
Never mind that.
Shoot, spirit. Hey, good spirit of bad ancestors. Go away.
Take me to your captain, or you'll wish I were a spirit. Go on, lead the way.
Me too. You come. Follow me. Please, not harm this person, unadvised spirit.
Just do as I say, and nothing will happen to you.
I do. Here is Captain's cabin.
All right, out of my way, Sukiyaki. You there. Are you the captain of the submarine?
Yes. Who you are?
Never mind that. I want that formula you're carrying to Tokyo.
How you come here?
I followed your sub for miles, and the minute you surfaced, I came aboard.
Radio report not say American ship nearby. I do not understand.
I didn't come on a ship. Now, never mind the questions. Just give me one answer. Where is that formula?
You no get formula. You get killed. Stand where you are. I have gun.
Oh, great heavens, another one. All right, go ahead and shoot your pop gun.
I shoot. You're not hurt?
Well, now that you're satisfied, hand over that formula.
I know.
Now listen to me. I'm playing for keeps. You've seen that your bullets can't harm me, and you can believe me when I tell you nothing can harm me. But I can harm you. I could kill you with one blow.
You speak truth. I see this.
Now you're talking sense. Let me have that formula.
I get formula for you. Formula in that locker. I get.
Oh, hurry it up.
I make quick.
Well, what's the trouble?
Hard to see inside dark closet. I light match. Look inside dark closet. Yes. Fine formula.
Wait a minute. Something queer going on here. Wait, what are you doing? Wait!
Too late. I have found formula. What? See? Strip of paper on floor now, nothing but black ashes.
Why, you...
Have formula in locket around neck. Take formula out of locket. Light match. Poof. It's done.
I ought to... No. No, perhaps it's just as well. America will win this war as it is. We don't need that explosive. And that formula would only mean the killing of thousands more.
You're no half formula now.
No, that's quite true. But neither do you. And that's the main thing. All right, Sukiyaki, we're all going to take a little trip back to the United States.
We in your power. But I no return arrive. I have your knife, but
oh, no, you don't.
Give me knife.
There'll be no harakiri committed, at least not while I'm around.
It is only way for me. My honor.
Honor? The words Jap and honor just don't go together. Pick up that speaking tube and tell your men to head for Metropolis. Do as I tell you, Abai, haven't I?
I do. Yakisoba, Nixua. Nixua, United States. Metropolis. Call. Nixua, United States. Metropolis.
He's done. Fine. Now, just sit back and relax, Captain. There's nothing you can do now. Nothing in the world. Yes? Oh, hello, Chief. What do you mean, what am I doing at home? Well, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Chief. All right, but don't you think I deserve a rest after that Japanese business? You got a whole series of articles out of it, to say nothing about scooping every paper in the country. I know, but... You want to talk to me about what? Are you kidding? Oh, but that's fantastic. It's more than fantastic. It just is. Well, okay, if you say so. I'll come right down to the office now. Okay, Chief, be right there. Bye. A forgotten world. Prehistoric monsters? Cavemen? What in the world is he trying to get me into now?
Yes, what in the world is Perry White getting Clark into now? What did Kent mean by prehistoric monsters, a forgotten world, and cavemen? Well, be sure to be with us tomorrow and you'll find out. Yes, and listen every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Tune in and follow The Adventures of Superman. And don't forget, fellows and girls, as you read the thrilling stories of American victories on land, on sea, and in the air, just cheering our fighting forces isn't enough. We've got to give them more support. We must show them we're behind them by buying all the war-saving stamps and bonds we possibly can. Now, we've got to sacrifice some of the things we'd like to have so that the money we'd spend can be loaned to the government through purchases of more and more war-saving stamps and bonds. Let's show our boys on the fighting front that here, back home, we're doing our share to win this war by buying a war-saving stamp every time we've got a dime, and by telling our family and friends that this Christmas we'd rather have war-saving stamps and bonds as Christmas gifts rather than the things we can do without. Keep in mind this, a stamp a day will pave the way to victory.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Follow the adventures of Superman every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Superman is directed by George Lothar and is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine. This is Mutual.